Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and tonight we'll be in conversation with jazz pianist Keigo Hirakawa. Keigo has a new release. It's called And Then There Were Three, and there will be a CD release on Sunday, April 12th at Jilly's in Dayton, Ohio. Keigo resides in Dayton, Ohio, and studied at the New England Conservatory in Boston. He moved to Dayton in 2009 when he accepted a job at the University of Dayton as a professor of electrical and computer engineering, where he specializes in image processing. He enjoys the spontaneity and the games and inside jokes that musicians play on stage, thereby creating a sound that's fresh and energetic. And I do mean energetic. Almost every track on Then There Were Three is an up-tempo burner. We welcome Keigo Hirakawa to Around Cincinnati. Keigo, you want to tell us a little bit about the name of your latest recording, And Then There Were Three.
This composition came to me while my wife was pregnant with the twins. I already had, a three-year-old at the time, the older one, and so I was expecting two more. My wife likes to call it a birthing song, but to reflect that in the music, I was starting with a 4-4 time, and then in the middle of the song, it modulates to a 3-4 time, kind of a play on words.
And then there were three. You want to tell us a little bit about the other two players on your recording?
Eddie Berkshire is a bass player based out of Dayton. And he was the first person that I contacted when I first moved to Dayton about 5 years ago. So he brought me on board into his quintet. And so Fenton Sparks is a regular drummer there. But as soon as I started playing with them, I knew that this was the rhythm section I wanted to play with. So I took it upon myself to take advantage of what they had to offer. So much of the compositions that I've written for the trio had them specifically in mind. Eddie, through his quintet work, had really pushed the vision of reaching the next level of music by improvisation. I think I benefited from that in this trio, where the members of the trio, we've been working together to try to reach that state of higher musical ground. Fenton and I share this sort of music spontaneity where there's a lot of inside joke going around, where we would play something on the bandstand and Fenton would echo it right back, or he would play something complimenting that. And so we just have a lot of fun. And I think that reflects in the music as well. I think it's truly a collaboration that you see in that record, where you see individual strengths reflected both from Eddie's quintet work or the time that he invested in that, as well as sort of the interaction that Fenton and I have just naturally.
Yeah, well, it's pretty obvious that in the piano trio context, everybody has to step up and really get in the mix. And all three of you are playing at really peak levels. Your dexterity, your harmonic conception, and just your really all-out burning attack. Wow.
I have to say that when I play, that I'm always thinking about the rhythm section concept, and I really have no idea where the music is going to go when I first sit down at the piano with these guys. So it's really a collective improvisation at any given time. I'm always plugging into what the rhythm set is playing, what kind of swing that Eddie is punching out. So at any given moment, it's really, I can't do this without them. They really contribute to this music. And in my own playing, they really contribute to how I play. So.
Right, yeah, they're not merely backup musicians, quote
unquote.
That's right. That speaks a lot to the classic conception of piano trios. I mean, one of the ones that come to mind, a little different than yours, is the Bill Evans trio with Scott LaFaro. Those guys were telepathically interacting and improvising all through the composition. And of course, other great piano trios from Bud Powell, who you've recorded one of his tunes on the CD, to Oscar Peterson and Ahmad Jamal.
The thing that makes this special is that Eddie had played with anybody that I can think of that I was listening to growing up. He had played with all these guys. And so he brings this rich knowledge of music, and he can just tap into any sort of inspiration or energy that these guys produce. And at the same time, these two guys pretty much let me do anything I want. So If I'm inspired to take a 90-degree turn to the right, they'll be right there with me. And I can't do that with every rhythm section out there. If I wanted to take a musical risk, they're right there behind me.
In pianist Stephen Scott's liner notes for your CD, And Then We Were Three, he mentions three piano players, Herbie Nichols, Herbie Hancock, and Keith Jarrett. Do you have any comment on those three players and what they might mean to you?
The thing about these guys is, I might even add Stephen Scott to that list. There's just so many different angles that you can take these piano trio concepts to. And I really try to tap into every one of these different trios and what they have to offer. Keith is definitely a musician that I check out, for example, a lot of, but I don't necessarily try to emulate because I think he comes from maybe a little more classical side. But that doesn't mean that I don't check it out. So I'm sure that the influence is there, but not in an active way per se. Versus I might go listen to Chick Corea and then I say, oh, this is Burnin, let me check out what's going on here in a different way. I might be inspired by some of this stuff that he does rhythmically, things like that. So I think it takes a lot to cover every ground, and I really want to look at it from just an appreciation for what a piano trio does rather than like, here's what I'm going to imitate or emulate.
Well, I would agree with that, Kago. A player certainly of your technical dexterity and your harmonic richness, I don't think you really need to emulate anybody other than you.
Well, here's a little secret. Growing up, I actually didn't check out that many piano players. I'm kind of a late bloomer when it comes to playing the piano within a piano tradition. Say.
Right.
I spent a lot of time listening to horn players. I spent a lot of time listening to Miles and Train. Those were the guys that I was focused on. By the time I got to college and I started playing around a lot more seriously, I felt like I was a horn player stuck on a piano. And a lot later, I started thinking a lot more deeply about the role of a piano in a rhythm section and in a sort of a larger context of an ensemble. It's only recently that I really started thinking about the piano as a sort of a piano trio tradition or a rhythm section concept. It's one of the ways that I envisioned this album. It was a way for me to challenge myself to say, I want to figure out what this piano playing is all about.
Well, I think you figured out, if not all of it, a heck of a lot of it.
Thank you.
I want to remind people that Kago Hirakawa Trio will be performing on Sunday, April 12th at 7 p.m. at Jilly's in Dayton, Ohio. They'll be celebrating their release, And Then There Were Three. Kago, it's been wonderful speaking with you tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're more than welcome. For more information, you can go to wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ron Esposito.